At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
When was the last time you thanked God for your health care? At Redeem Healthshare Ministry, it's not just about paying medical bills. It's about honoring Christ and relieving the burden of rising medical costs. From routine checkups to life surprises, Redeem offers affordable, flexible programs supported by a caring Christian community. Say amen to healthcare that fits your faith and your budget. See how it works at redeemhealthshare.org.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Ravens have won three straight. They're a game out of first place in the AFC North. It's a perfect time to head out to the Window Nation Fan Guest Hotline and talk to our friend. She knows the AFC North like nobody else. It's Aditi Kinkabwala from CBS. And Aditi, thank you as always for your time. We appreciate it. So are you buying the Ravens at this point to win this division?
Were we not on the radio together about a month ago and I told you don't count out the Ravens? I was buying the Ravens a month ago.
Yeah.
You did say that. I said,
correct.
Let Lamar Jackson get healthy. I said, let's let the best player in the National Football League, who elevates everybody around him, get healthy. And obviously, it's not ideal that the defense takes a little while to get going, but you sort of felt like, okay, just like last year, the defense would take a little while to get going. And once it did, it would be what you expect it to be. And here, that's where we are.
Well, sticking with the defense, though, Aditi, we've talked a lot on the show today about Kyle Hamilton, and he was kind of the cure-all last year, where he played deep safety and eliminated all of the big-time plays against the defense. And then this year, moving him up in the box and in the slot, and that's been the cure-all. Just how unique of a player is Hamilton?
That's why he got the contract that he did. He is that unique. He is that exceptional. And the Ravens fully recognize, credit to the Ravens and Eric DaCosta for not being beholden to, well, this is the guy you pay before you pay this guy, before you pay that guy. And when I say guy, I mean position. Instead, they said, okay, well, on our defense, the guy that makes things go is the safety. Mm-hmm. So the safety is the one that we need to secure. The safety is the one that we need to lock up. And good for them. Because how many teams, how many GMs are, I use the same word, beholden to a formula where no, you pay a pass rusher. And that's be all end all. So the Ravens have loved Kyle Hamilton since they drafted him. He's only gotten better. He obviously is the key in that defense, or to use your phrase, the panacea, the cure-all. And how spectacular, how special is he that they can deploy him in all these different ways and he's effective no matter what?
He'll be at the line of scrimmage this week in Cleveland against a quarterback who's slightly taller than me. can you figure out what's
and
going?
Me too, Jason.
Yes, yeah. Yes, correct. I'm trying to figure this out and where the sort of push and pull is, and whatever conviction they have behind Shedeur Sanders, as best I can tell, they own his contractual rights, and that's by their design. Where are you on this? Are you surprised that, I guess it's Kevin Stefanski, continues to sort of run this out there?
No.
And is that because Shedeur Sanders would be that much worse?
Let me just say this. There is a lot more that happens behind the scenes that serves no one to, you know what? I don't even want to say that.
You were. I think that was. Gonna be, I was wondering where that was going.
The Browns' job.
Ben, erase that part.
Kevin Stefanski's job is to win games. If he truly, genuinely believed that Shedeur Sanders was ready to win games for the Browns and could completely elevate this offense and make this line play better and make receivers who are dropping balls like you would not believe suddenly start catching balls, then you'd better believe he'd be playing him. You know, I just had this conversation. I was just on Pittsburgh radio and we were talking about our old friend Joe Flacco and how Joe Flacco looked old and washed and pedestrian with the Browns. And then he goes to the Bengals and he is playing the position of quarterback better than maybe anybody the last few weeks. I mean, I was there on the sideline for that Jets game and that Bears game. And let me tell you, you can't even shake your head in amazement anymore because he's just doing it so routinely. He's making the spectacular look routine. The way that he's using cadence, the way that he's making decisions, the way that he's getting the ball out, the way that Jamar Chase is priority number one for every defense and yet is still going crazy, the way that T. Higgins is getting the ball as well, the way that the line is suddenly blocking better than it has all year, the way that Chase Brown is running, all of those things, yes, Joe Flacco has a role in that because of, again, his experience in all of those things, but also he's got all these guys around him playing so well, and look at how well, look at his numbers, look at how well he's playing, look at the 15 points that he engineered in 1 minute against the Bears to come back. But against the Brown, but with the Browns early in the season, he looked old and washed. So you look at Dylan Gabriel, who's five starts into his NFL career, what does he have around him? What does he have around him to help him? That line is old and playing terribly. The receivers are dropping balls like you would not believe. It's maddening. And Quinshon Judkins is, yes, a very, very nice running back, but there's only so much you can do when there's nobody taking the top off the defense, when there's no deep threat. It's just, it's so hard to sit here and say, okay, five games in, we're going to say that Dylan Gabriel is not it, when you look at everything else that's happening around him.
We're talking with the DD.
Have to believe, this is the piece, I'm just going to say this again. Yeah. Kevin Stefanski is not a petty, small-minded, mean man. There is no personal win in keeping Shedeur Sanders on the bench. Truly, if Shedeur Sanders were better equipped to lead the Browns to victory, if he were ready, if he were showing this team more than what they are seeing with Dylan Gabriel, then you'd better believe he'd be playing. Coaches have to win games. Their job is to win games. And it just, it drives me nuts that Kevin Stefanski, who literally is one of the nicest, most down-to-earth NFL coaches that I have met in 16 years of covering the league. It really makes me crazy that people think this is some sort of personal animus. Don't be ridiculous.
Is it possible that maybe he wants to get fired?
Maybe he feels like I've done my time here with Haslam, and maybe this is my way to finagle myself out of here.
No, because then he would have done that last year when the Ken Dorsey play calling was forced upon him. He could have very easily stood up and said, no, I refuse to do that. And if you want me to do it, then fire me. I'm not doing it. He could have done that. That's not Kevin Stefanski. Wow. He is not confrontational in that way. That's not how it works.
Wow. We're talking to Aditi Kingabala. It's Inside Access here on the Fan. Let's get to Pittsburgh, Aditi. And that was fun Sunday night.
Great
in LA against the Chargers. Aaron Rodgers looked old and slow and, frankly, at times scared to get hit. What do you think of the Steelers moving forward?
at Lowe's. This Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
When was the last time you thanked God for your health care? At Redeem Healthshare Ministry, it's not just about paying medical bills. It's about honoring Christ and relieving the burden of rising medical costs. From routine checkups to life surprises, Redeem offers affordable, flexible programs supported by a caring Christian community. Say amen to healthcare that fits your faith and your budget. See how it works at RedeemHealthShare.org.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed-sponsored jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed-sponsored jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed sponsored jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
It's pretty stunning that they didn't get any help at the wide receiver position. Clearly, a number two is not appearing. They had all sorts of hope for Calvin Austin and Roman Wilson, and neither of them has established himself as a true number two to draw defenses. And so DK Metcalf is, I guess, drawing doubles. He's the only one that can really stretch the field, and he's been quiet. I don't know that he's had even 60 yards in any of the last 3-4 weeks. And your tight ends are playing well, but they're move the chain guys. They're not game breakers. And the running back thing is so curious to me. Jalen Warren is really, truly playing well. I don't know why he doesn't get more touches. I don't know why.
I say that every week. I mean, I stopped betting him. I don't know the last time I got burned. What was it, Ben, about 3 or 4 weeks ago when I'm like, never Jalen Warren again? They just refused to funnel him.
He's a really nice young man. He's smart. I haven't asked. Maybe I should ask what the deal is, but it is a little bit from afar confounding.
Do you think that this slide is going to continue to happen for Pittsburgh, though, Aditi? Are they in danger of not making the playoffs?
You know, it's so interesting, right? Because they're always, my husband, as you guys know, my husband is a diehard Steelers fan and a season ticket holder. And a few weeks ago, gosh, what game was it? I don't even remember what game it was anymore, but I was coming home on a Sunday night and I get a text. Well, maybe it was was it the Packers? Did they just play the Packers? Could that have been in?
Yeah.
And they coughed up a lead.
Yep.
Right. And so as I was getting off the plane, the Steelers were up. And by the time I got in the car, they were down 2 scores. And my husband sent me a text and he said, silly me, they tricked me into believing they were more than an 8-8 team. Of course, the math on that is wrong. It would have to be 9-8.
Close enough.
But that is what the Steelers have been, you know, these non-losing seasons back into the playoffs. And I don't, you know, this matchup is interesting this weekend with the Bengals because, and I just said this, that I was on the sideline for the Bengals-Jets game and the Bengals-Bears game. And as stupefyingly well as Joe Flacco played, as that offense was, the defense, I hate to repeat myself, but I've said it multiple times now, I felt like I could tackle better than that Bengals defense. The amount of missed tackles, the complete confusion, the inability to get any sort of pass rush in any way, it's awful. The breakdown. So if there's a shootout, you know that Joe Flacco and the Bengals can keep up with the Steelers. And while that defense seemed to have righted itself against the Colts, was okay against the Chargers, but considering the state of the Chargers line, yeah, they got a lot of hits on Herbert, but it wasn't enough to secure the game. I don't know. I don't know that the defense slows Flacco down. So in a shootout, do you take Flacco and Ja'Marr Chase and T. Higgins and Chase Brown?
That would be something. Aditi, always great talking to
you.
We appreciate your time as always.
Thanks for having me, guys. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Aditi Kinkabala, CBS Sports. We'll come back. Joe Burrow speaks. It's Northern Exposure next here on The Fan.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
When was the last time you thanked God for your health care? At Redeem Healthshare Ministry, it's not just about paying medical bills. It's about honoring Christ and relieving the burden of rising medical costs. From routine checkups to life surprises, Redeem offers affordable, flexible programs supported by a caring Christian community. Say amen to health care that fits your faith and your budget. See how it works at RedeemHealthshare.org.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know him to break him.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman. New season streaming November 16th. Only on Paramount+.